You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Last week, we talked about unemployment and whether the tools we have to measure the labor market do a good job. But today, let's zoom in on one part of the story: people with disabilities. Last year, the unemployment rate for the general population was 4.6%. But for people with disabilities, it was stuck around 10.5%. That's about what it was in 2015, too. And remember, the unemployment rate only counts people who are actively looking for jobs.
I don't really see the employment rate for people with a significant disability going up. It just seems to have plateaued. And unfortunately, there's a lot of disincentives for somebody with a significant disability to return to work because they lose all their benefits. So they're kind of in a catch-22.
That's Greg Thompson. He's a licensed clinical social worker and executive director of the Personal Assistance Services Council in Los Angeles. Greg became a quadriplegic 40 years ago in a water skiing accident. After his injury, he went through rehabilitation at Rancho Los Amigos. It's a center in LA that works with people who have sustained a serious injury or illness, people like Greg.
I was at Rancho in 1977. I went through about a 3.5 month rehabilitative process for my spinal cord injury, and Rancho basically was a lifesaver.
Afterward, Greg worked at Rancho. While there, he started a program to help people with disabilities make long-term goals, like finding jobs. People like Hector Ochoa. Hector's 33 and has a condition that makes his bones brittle. To date, he's had more than 100 fractures. After graduating from high school, Hector didn't go to college.
I was more interested in looking for a job rather than continuing with my education. And I quickly learned that finding a job was not that easy, being a person with a disability.
He graduated in 2001, but wasn't able to find a steady job for 9 years. Now, Hector's a manager at an independent living center in L.A. While he feels secure in his job, Hector says he's seen too many other people struggle to find work.
I think individuals who are qualified and have the education behind them and are still struggling to find employment, that is what baffles me.
Carlos Benavides is another disability advocate. He's 63 and is quadriplegic. Before he was paralyzed, Carlos was a graphics designer at a Fortune 500 company.
I probably won't be able to go back to that type of employment. There are so many deadlines in graphic designs that I cannot compete in that format. I'm not able to load paper. I'm not able to reach over my head. My range of motion is very limited.
According to Carlos, people with disabilities want to work, but their workday might look different than how it does for some other people.
There's two types of people in this world, like I said. One are disabled people, and the second type of people are temporarily able-bodied. Either by age, by an accident, they're going to eventually end up using some type of disability apparatus. And my job and my goal, it seems, is to make sure that by the time that person gets there, that I've already paved the road to make it easier for them so they don't have to go through all the different trials and different situations and different scenarios that we had to get to.
If you want to talk to us about unemployment or anything you hear on the show, just reach out. You can email us. We're weekend@marketplace.org or follow us on Twitter. We're @MarketplaceWKND.